The historic Washington Opera House in Maysville hosts plays, concerts, and celebrity appearances for more than 20 years. Finalists from the Franz Liszt International Piano Competition have traveled to Maysville to perform. I'm Sherry Lawson. I visited the Opera House and have this report. The historic Washington Opera House in Maysville is one of the iconic theaters in the small river town. On a recent trolley tour of the town, tour guide Danny Weddle shared a few facts about the Arts Center with passengers.
Opera Theater is one of the longest operating theaters. They do 4 to 5 productions a year. Children's theater, Jerry Lee Lewis played here in the 60s. Here recently, Mr. Carlson has his convention here. He's brought in Peter Noonan.
Maysville Main Street director Caroline Reese says George Clooney held the premiere of his movie Leatherheads at the Washington Opera House in 2008.
Now, it would have been very easy for him to have the premiere of that movie in Los Angeles or New York, but kind of as a nod to his family's heritage here, and he was on this stage here, he decided to bring the premiere here. So he came, Renee Zellweger was here, his father Nick introduced everybody, and there was red carpets all the way down 2nd Street and the big Hollywood lights.
Reese says the Opera House dates back to the 1800s and has remained an important venue for the arts.
It is the home of the Maysville Players. This is the 64th year of the Players, and Maysville's a very artsy community, and I believe what has gone on in this building for years and years has really contributed to a love of theater, love of the arts, love of the music. Three Dog Night was in this theater just a few months ago.
And Reese says, last month, the Washington Opera House hosted Derek Wang, a finalist from the Franz Liszt International Piano Competition. 27-year-old Wang resides in New York and has started a position at his alma mater, Juilliard. He tells us about the prestigious Liszt competition.
The Franz Liszt Piano Competition, which takes place every 3 years in Utrecht in the Netherlands, is a really unique event because it focuses entirely on the music of one composer, that composer being Franz Liszt, who was really one of the most important pianists of all time. And in the 19th century, he really created the idea of the virtuoso pianist. Every pianist enters the competition individually, and it attracts pianists from really all over the world, from many different European and Asian nationalities, as well as American. And I believe I'm one of the very few American prize winners of the competition in its multi-decade history.
Maysville has been hosting competition finalists for more than 20 years. Wang says he received a second place award in 2022. Although the piano competition is usually held every 3 years, the next one is scheduled for 2026. Wang says he has had the honor of performing in concert halls around the world and thoroughly enjoyed his time at the Washington Opera House.
I was lucky to have a debut recital at Carnegie Hall with a program of all Liszt's music. And I've been lucky, thanks to the competition in Utrecht, to return to the Netherlands for a tour of about 10 cities there, which was really terrific. Since the competition, I've also performed across Europe, in Italy and France, also across America. But my trip to Maysville most recently was really an incredible treat and a wonderful connection that I could feel in a way so unexpectedly through this charming little town. An incredible connection to generations of pianists, indeed from all over the world, who have been winners at the Liszt competition and who have given of their artistry to the Maysville community. The Opera House is, it's a gem, the Washington Opera House. It's such a gem. It just has such a feeling of spectacle and yet of intimate warmth. And so, yeah, I really eagerly want to visit again as a near tourist.
Maysville's Caroline Reese says while the Liszt International Piano Competition finalists get to perform in New York City, population nearly 8.5 million, they also get to perform in Maysville, population 8,800, and experience the arts in small-town America.
So that's kind of been a little plus for them, and definitely a plus for us.
For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson in Maysville.